Chillax, a podcast where you listen to this boy talk about life, news, and anything interesting. Welcome back, everyone, to a new episode of the Chillax podcast. I hope all of you are doing well, doing fantastic. Anyway, you know, recently, right, I have a craving for KFC. I'm not quite sure any of you guys or girls have this kind of craving. I know KFC is kind of shitty. The chicken is not as nice as your Korean fried chicken or other kind of fried chicken. Okay, to be honest, I gotta say, Korean fried chicken, I'm not a fan of the Korean fried chicken that has that sauce marinade. I hate when fried chicken is mixed with those sweet sauce, because sweet and salty should never mix. Like, serious, it should never mix. It should be salty only, and salty things cannot be sweet. That's how I like my fried chicken. But the normal fried chicken that is no sauce one, right, from the Korean ones, right, are pretty good. Very crunchy, very juicy. Anyway, I was talking about KFC. So sometimes I have these kind of cravings, even though KFC is kind of sucks. The thing about this is that I'm craving for the original one. You know, sometimes people crave for the crispy one, and people also prefer the crispy one because it's crispier and it's more juicy. Bigger piece as well as compared to the original one because of the thick batter. But for some reason, I think maybe secondary school, I ate too much crispy already, that I just got too sick of it. What happened was, in secondary school, right, every time I go my volleyball CCA 3 times a week, then always, right, after school ends, we will just go eat KFC. And it's insane. Like, it's crazy how much KFC and McDonald's we eat. And back then, I think, you know, there were still seats at McDonald's and KFC. There are still seats. For some reason, it's quite strange. Maybe it's just KFC and McDonald's literally priced out all the students. Or maybe I'm just not around during end of school hours. Because I remember always after school, regardless whether is it volleyball or not, we will just go for lunch at McDonald's or KFC. And I think that's like, I don't know, maybe Kopitiam is not as cool as fast food, I guess. But we ate a lot of KFC, I have to say. And we just ate too much. Every time we eat, it's like the crispy one. And I think at the beginning, I was quite scared of the spiciness. And I ate a lot of the original one. Until my friend, you know, everybody ordered KFC crispy. Then I just decided to try it. And it's surprisingly not so spicy. It's not even spicy at all. So I just ate it every time. After training, we go and eat. Lunch, dinner, eat. And it's crazy. It was still affordable back then. But nowadays, I don't see anyone like, I don't see students eating there. Like, occasionally, a few groups here and there. But it's not as rampant as last time where the entire KFC and McDonald's is just filled with students. And I still remember back then, McDonald's, man, they had those long tables with small chairs, and people, all the secondary school students, just sit together. And the McDonald's was so big. Because now I think they are trying to downsize it. They're just trying to move towards a takeaway concept. But back then, there was so much seats that so many students were there. And there was still the student meal as well, and meals was like below $5. Now it's like what, $5.90, which is absolutely insane. But speaking about KFC and speaking about price, so you know, I have a craving. I walked myself over during the weekend to go and get some KFC, and you know what? I was looking at the price. I was like, fuck, the price is $9. If I'm not wrong, yes, it's $9. That's why I was so surprised, because I remember the last time I bought it was at $8. And that was even after the price hike, because there was one point there's an inflation, right? Everything just inflate. But I remember I bought it after inflation. So there seems to be a second price hike after this. Or maybe I just couldn't remember properly my timeline. But anyway, I remember there was one price hike, which is from 7 something to $8 for 2-piece chicken. And then the last I go and check, it became $9. And I just, you know, I was squinting my eyes, because there's something weird about KFC, as I need to tell you guys, which is, for McDonald's, you have the McDonald's app, right? So you order from the McDonald's app or from the counter or from the tablet, the giant tablet, the self-serving kiosk, right? The self-serve kiosk. The price is all the same. But for some reason, I found out that KFC, their app, right, price is different. And then their counter price is also different. But the self-serve one, I'm not too sure also. So I didn't go and bother and check. But I know that there was a difference in pricing between the app and the counter. So I thought, is there something wrong? I was using the self-serve kiosk. I was like, what the heck? $9? Did they calculate wrongly just because it's self-serve kiosk? Maybe nobody there. Maybe it's more convenient. So I walk all the way into the front and I see, what the heck? It's $9, man. What? It's like, I just immediately walk out. Like, for some reason, just seeing the price at $9 for two-piece chicken meal just doesn't compute. Just unacceptable, you know. And then I think about it, McDonald's is just 6-7, but I gotta tell you, I also go and check McDonald's recently. Like after the KFC thing, right? Kind of make me look harder at the prices of McDonald's as well. And your chicken nuggets, right, is $8 or $7.85 if I'm not wrong. It's crazy. Chicken nuggets used to be very cheap, and I think the chicken nuggets has had the biggest price hike because people love chicken nuggets. Other prices, like other things like chicken, McChicken is still alright. But you can see how crazy it is. Like even McWings is about $8 now. Last time it was, I think, less than $6. Which is damn dumb lah, I mean, I gotta say. And when I saw the chicken, the KFC two-piece, it was like $9. It's like, it made me think, right? At one point in my life, right, in the future, KFC is gonna be $10. It's gonna be freaking $10, two digits. It's not one digit anymore. It's not like $5.90. I remember last time KFC was like $5.90 or even lesser. Then it slowly reached like $6.90. Still acceptable, you know. But then when you reach like $8, that was like, it was a bit scary. But at that time when you reached $8, right, I was already working really. So it kind of justified, makes sense. And then, you know, the prices are slowly creeping up, but not to the point where you kind of just like surprised by it. But when I saw the $9, it was just too much already. I was like, shit, you really drive home the point that inflation is everywhere now, it's happening. And you think, make me realize about, think about my own pay. It made me think about, should I be staying at my company? I shouldn't be too comfortable, right? I should be just finding jobs, finding new opportunities and not stay stagnant, because at the end of the day, you will get rewarded with higher pay when you jump around instead of staying at one place. And prices, and you know, salary is not going to like adjust higher if you stay at the same place. That's usually the case, right? And it's even scarier because some companies, they are also adjusting pay for entry-level staff. And sometimes they don't even adjust for the people who are non-entry-level because they're only trying to do that to attract new people. So imagine if you joined quite a while ago, then your pay is the same as them. And you think about it, the company has no reason to do that, right? They are just trying to cut their costs, and of course maybe it comes down to retention strategy as well, just trying to pay more. Maybe they will be incentivized to pay you to retain you. However, you know, just thinking about this thing, is like the KFC thing just really stuck to my mind and really made me question, like, probably should start looking for a job, because if I keep staying at the same place, right, no matter how much pay rise they give me, it's not like they will constantly give me pay. They will do the 2%. So, you know, inflation is usually more than 2% if I'm not wrong. Recently, I've seen it's more than 2%. Then my company only give me 2% inflation or just adjustment. But is that even enough or not? Then government give a few hundred here and there. But is that truly enough? Then that's very scary, you know. It's like, I need to get higher pay. Otherwise, I'll be losing, you know. And that makes it very scary because, you know, at the start I was still thinking, ah, I have time, I can figure out what I want to do in life, what I enjoy. Then you kind of think about it. Those people that has, you only will have time, okay, you only get time when you have the kind of money to give you the luxury to explore and have time to explore different kind of career, right? But when you are poor, right, and your parents is not going to cut you a $1 million check or whatever, it's going to be very challenging because you are left to fend kind of for yourself. And for those who are closer to their parents, who are probably going to support their parents at the end of the day, if they are poor and whatever not, they can't support themselves, then it's another set of problem really. How are you going to pay for everything? And that is very scary. It's like you are kind of forced to enter this hamster wheel and just keep running until you squeeze yourself dry. And then it's not just the parents part, it's also the part where if you have a wife and then you have a kid, then you are squeezing from both sides. And I think this is quite a common thing, right, where people talk about you are being sandwiched from top and bottom, or old and young. And that's very challenging here. It's tough, man. And okay, at least I don't have the kid part, so makes it easier. But that doesn't solve the issue, right? It just removes that additional burden that doesn't exist to begin with, that I had to intentionally choose to adopt that burden, right? So now you still have other things like houses and everything. And I was looking at this subreddit page, like, you know, the usual ask Singapore people, ask Singaporeans about questions. And there was this person that asked a question called, what is a life pro tip you would give someone in their early 30s? And one of the comments that one person said is that, you know, you should save money and you should really think about, you know, your life is not going to be as smooth sailing as you think it is. And so essentially the person comment says, the most sincere thing I can give is that don't expect you can work smoothly till your 60s. Plan and save like mad. Set 50 years old as your target. Once you hit 50s, you are in a danger zone. Your salary is too high and can't work as hard as the younger ones. Seen this story repeat again and again until I am numb. Well paid white collar worker lost jobs at 50s and can never climb back up. So that's like kind of scary, right? It's not just a well paid part. Seeing this comment kind of sets off another issue, right? Where your life is not going to be smooth sailing. You are not guaranteed to stay healthy for the rest of your life. You have no control over these kind of circumstances. And if you are stuck in the middle, literally like just between the old and the young, and also just being in a middle SES status or even lower, right? How do you even mitigate against these kind of things, right? Like if suddenly a medical catastrophe happened to you, then how are you going to deal with it? Can you save enough money to do that? And when you are like sick, right, you can't even work, then the money come from where? Right now I'm just thinking from the purely from the standpoint of I being alone, I can't find a partner or whatever not, and I don't want to rely on my parents. Then imagine it's like another set of problem where, you know, you are dealing with this sickness, and then after you recover, it's not guaranteed that you can come back to full healthiness, right? And then you need to think about retirement as well. Based on how much inflation is rising and all these costs, what the heck? I'm not quite sure whether you'll be priced out, whether you have enough money to retire by 60s. And somehow the government is rising it to 67, right? And 70 years old or whatever. I mean, of course, I want to still be working to some extent, but I don't want to be working like a dog, you know? I want to be able to just go for a holiday trip. I want to enjoy, have fun, but still keep my mind sane, functioning. But whatever that I'm doing to keep my mind sane, right, is that even sufficient or not? Because if you think about it, if you want to do maybe a cashier work or cafe work or just data entry, is the pay even rising at all? Or are they just going to keep it at $10 forever or just $7? Of course, I remember last time when I worked at Starbucks, it's about $4, $5. Then it increased until $6 plus. I'm quite sure it increased recently. So I guess maybe it will still be alright at the end of the day. That's another concern, right? And another one is also quite scary, which is you also want to enjoy life. I mean, especially if you are not from a particularly, it doesn't have to be like, you don't have to be poor or whatever, okay? But if you are coming from my standpoint, if you are like not so well to do, when you have money now, right? When you're working, you want to enjoy, right? You want to explore the world because you couldn't do that when you are young and you're poor and your parents can't pay for all this shit. And even if you are middle income or whatever it is, you also want to enjoy your 20s, visit countries, have fun with your friends, drink, go do some activity. So all this also incur costs. So you incur costs there, you go on dates also incur costs. Then you want to go to gym, you want to improve yourself also incur costs. You pay for insurance also costs. Then you get married also involve costs. You buy a house also got money. I mean, okay, it sounds damn stupid. I can't say everything involve costs. Of course, everything involve costs in life. That's how it is. That's the realization when you start working, right? That you have to pay for everything. But when all these things are increasing, it's so scary. And where do you get the money from? Yeah. Sometimes I just look at richer. Okay, rich people also have their own problem. But if I have $1 million, things will be like magically solved, you know. Money can solve a lot of problems in life, a lot of worries. And it kind of made me realize why my parents buy Toto, why some of my uneducated, people that I know of, they buy Toto. And it's not just those people that buy Toto, even people who are educated and just normal human beings, Singaporeans, also buy Toto during Chinese New Year. They don't buy it every week, but they buy it during Chinese New Year. And I kind of get it now, because when you have this whole logic, right, this reflection, this realization that all these things cost money, and if you can get money magically, like land on you, right, you will, all these problems will go away. And that's why the Toto thing comes in. Because when you buy Toto, right, there's a certain sense of excitement, expectations that you might be the lucky one to get that $1 million just by paying $1 for the ticket for one string of number. Even though the odds are very, very low, abysmal, you might never win at all. If you buy for like every day, maybe you buy every day straight, you might win a couple of dollars, a couple of hundreds here and there, but the odds are stacked against you. It's almost impossible. You can go and try it yourself, a Toto generator kind of like online website. You can try it yourself, and then you create your own string or number, and then you keep clicking, and you click 50 times, right? It's $50, right? It still doesn't hit anything, and that is one way to discourage yourself. I tried that before because I wanted to see how it feels like to kind of play the odds in that sense. And it's kind of like pointless. You very hard to win that kind. But that aside, just the idea that you might win 1 million, that you can use that 1 million, right, to buy a lot of things, to solve whatever problems you have now. Because right now I want to move out. I want to have my own house. But because in Singapore, land is scarce, and you know, they want to benefit the majority, they want to benefit the country, they give houses to give all these married couples priority, right? And if you are single, you can go screw yourself. If you are a marginalized person that, you know, if you are gay, whatever, you also can go screw yourself. That's how the situation is. Of course, they don't tell you to screw yourself. Just the nature of the situation, you are screwed. And that's unfortunate. But then, you know, if you are poor, then you can't do anything. But if you are rich, if you have 1 million, you can go and buy a private. So that kind of resolves the issue really, isn't it? Then I want to be able to take cab freely. I want to be able to travel to different countries. You know, my friend can go US, you go UK, every once, you know, the borders open, you can start to see these people who usually go overseas, started going back overseas again. They realize, hey, these people usually go very good countries. It's like, wow, good life, yeah. Yeah, I just want to go, but I can't. I mean, of course I can, I got money, but I have to think about saving for my house, saving for my wedding, and also still saving money to treat myself once in a while. Because there are different kind of ways to treat yourself, right? Sometimes you want that occasional Starbucks or some fast food or restaurant food. And that is one set of things that you're frivolous spending. I wouldn't say it's frivolous, but it's just treating yourself. Then also there's traveling as well. Big expenditure to really reward yourself. And that's tough, you know. It's like, I mean, that's why the Toto thing is so compelling, isn't it? That's how I felt when I bought it during Chinese New Year. And besides that, because of the whole Singapore pools, it makes it even easier because you can, if you do online, right, you can just top up like $100 and then you can use $100 to buy Toto. You don't have to go and queue and everything. But interestingly, my friend told me that there's nobody, not a single person who won, I think, first prize bought from the online like platform before, because they will say whenever who won the biggest prize, like they will put what store, what Singapore pools at which place. But never they show like it's a online platform. So you really realize, like, you know, the odds are slim. And just logically speaking, numbers wise, right, it's just too difficult really. But still pretty exciting thinking that you can be the special one to win that $1 million. And this really also brings about this thought that, you know, have you guys won anything in your life before? Any lucky draw? Any kind of lottery? Because I realized I have never won any of these things before. I can't remember any. And it's not like there's a lot of opportunities anyway. Maybe school fun fairs, maybe company events. In my previous company event, not really previous company, but last year company event, I didn't win anything. I was really hoping I won. I was so happy, like, you know, anticipating. But never won anything. Too bad. Yeah, kind of sad though. So, kind of unlucky with this kind of, I wouldn't say I'm unlucky, I'm just not lucky. Because if you're unlucky, then you'll be suffering some negative impact, right, or negative event. I just didn't win anything. So that's that. That's how the situation is. But that's like something that has been plaguing my mind. And yeah, I'm not quite sure whether you guys go through this kind of same thought. I mean, recently, there's this whole thing about price hikes, inflations, and just kind of make me really question my future. Because it's like, I don't know, man, I think maybe at this age, it's like when you're old, when you're an adult, there's so much problems to think about right now. Unlike, you know, when you're in school, there's nothing major. It's just, what's your next assignment? What's your next exam? What's my score? And, you know, sometimes we're just wondering whether the girl are interested in me or not. But now it's just even worse. Now it's just, oh, price is too much. My job not paying me high enough. Am I gonna die single? I don't have money to buy a house. I don't feel happy. I don't want to die feeling unhappy. I want to feel fulfilled. Then it's like, then you think once you reach, 30 years old, you're halfway through your supposedly life, I mean, usually you see people die at 60, right? There's sometimes you see people die at 60, so 60 is roughly that range. You cut your, I think I say this a lot before, technically you're not really halfway through your life, you are kind of two-thirds through your healthy life, because or your healthy and functioning and energetic life. Once you hit 50, you're really stretching it really. You're having problems. You're having a bone problem, health issues. Some of you might have it. And really your healthy life is like, what, 0 to 40, I would say. 40 might be pushing it really, but 30 plus still alright. So, kind of scary to think about it. Just sometimes just at night, just think about this kind of morbid stuff, I would say. But I try not to think too much about it. But you know, having that set inside, right, reminds myself to just try and get my act together. But if you think about it, wow, life is tough, man. All these things here that is at the present that is hitting you hard, and they are gonna hit you harder in the future, or you know, you're gonna suffer all these things, you gotta endure all this shit. Then some more you are being, you know, hounded by things that are happening in the past as well. If you have, you know, mental problems, childhood trauma. So literally, right, you are sandwiched from all aspects, different dimensions. You are sandwiched in the family aspect and the child aspect. You are sandwiched from the corporate career aspect. Your manager sandwich, maybe if you are a manager, then you get sandwiched by the director, and you get sandwiched by the people at the bottom. You are sandwiched from the side of the stakeholders, other departments. And then if you are, you know, in, I don't know, mental, your mental health is also, you are getting sandwiched from your past life. And I don't know, can you get sandwiched in your future life? Probably, yeah. Scared of dying. Fear of all these things that are going to happen to you, dying alone, fear of rising costs. So mentally you are sandwiched from both sides as well. So I don't know, this feels a bit depressive, feels a bit sad, but I don't know, man, maybe it's just the way I think currently, and this is like an outlet for me to talk about this kind of sad stuff, because I don't think anybody wants to hear this. Any of my friends would want to hear this. Like, I feel that when I talk too much about this kind of negative stuff, right, and when my friends stare at me and they don't say anything back, right, makes me pretty scared. Like, am I contributing? And I realized my, only recently, right, or only this year, I realized my brain kind of changed quite, or my behavior changed quite a lot. Because last time when I was young, right, I don't really care about this kind of stuff. I really enjoyed going out. I was like an extrovert. I really like talking, hanging out with friends, sharing about stuff. But maybe it's just through betrayals of friendship, or just not being treated well and making friends with people that don't treat you well enough. You just kind of get all these setbacks that kind of just grew a wall, and my personality changed and become an introvert, and for some reason I just kind of molded and my life become like that. And I'm not sure whether I can go back again. And I feel like I'm now in this situation, it's like, it is what it is. In this case, there's nothing much to do here. But I mean, I'm not quite sure whether finding a partner is going to save that, someone that I'm comfortable with. Like, am I comfortable with anyone right now? Am I fully comfortable? I don't know, I just feel like maybe as I grow older, I'm just never at ease. And I don't know why. Maybe it's just all these problems that are happening, subconsciously hitting you, all this worry. And if you can't, that's why people seek meditation, right? To quiet your mind, to just not get bothered by this kind of stuff. That's that. Can't really, just have to accept that. Yeah, I don't bother you guys with too much of this shit anyway. And I'm just kind of happy because I managed to talk about these kind of things for quite a while, right? Because I was quite concerned, like I was thinking, like, am I talking too much? Because I realized that recently I'm running out of topics. Then I keep on going to the Singapore Ask Reddit, or just Ask Singapore Ask Reddit for interesting topics. Of course, they are all interesting and is relevant. I found it very interesting. But I think the issue here is just, I don't know, is it too repetitive? Am I relying too much on other content? Is my life getting too boring? Have I unloaded all my stress and worries on all of you guys? And I got no more shit to share, really. Is this the end? No lah, but I don't think so. There's always things to share. And I can just repeat, right? This is just like a relationship. Your husband, your boyfriend, or your girlfriend, or your wife is always sharing the same shit, right? So, same thing. You're just listening it from... You're just hearing it from somebody else. Yeah. So, I guess that's that. I hope you guys have, I don't know, enjoyed it. How do you even enjoy this? Yeah, I hope you guys found it interesting, or useful, or therapeutic, or cathartic. And yeah, if you enjoy this, or if you have been listening to this, and you have some spare cash to throw my way, please do. Rising cost, man. I need to use this cost to defray my KFC meal. Just treat me one KFC meal, $9 only. Yeah, but no worries. The Patreon page, the cheapest is, I think, 150. It's fine, 150 is not too bad. It's one taping. I don't think 150 is enough for a taping also. Maybe Teo Kosong or Teo Hot Teo la. Cannot buy ice. I think ice at 60 cents. Yeah, so check out the Patreon page. If you don't support, it's also okay. I mean, it's free anyway. I also don't pay. I mean, unless I really like the podcast, I'll pay. But I can count with the fingers on my hand how many podcasts or how many content creators I support with money. I mean, I wish like I'm like an oil prince, you know, I can just throw thousands of dollars at my favorite YouTuber or streamer, right? Or on OnlyFans. Yeah. But I will see you guys next time. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I think I really like the nighttime recording. It's more chill. But I don't know. I feel that nighttime, I also feel a bit more... I don't know. My stomach don't feel quite well. I just keep on feeling like, oh, so bloated. And yeah. But it's okay. I just need to calm myself down and not feel so stressed. Come on. Today is a Friday, man. Today is Vesak Day. Tomorrow is a Saturday. No need to work. Why so stressed? Yeah.